give me the energy to remain free from sexual impulses.
The sixth column. O Dada Bhagwan, give me the absolute energy not to have, nor cause anyone to have, nor instigate anyone to have, even to the slightest extent, any sexual faults, desires, gestures, or faults related to sexual thoughts towards any living being, be it male, female, or of bisexual orientation. Give me the absolute energy to be continuously free from all sexual impulses.
If you happen to view someone with a sexual intent, then immediately tell Chandubhai, this is not right. This does not suit you. You are a person with noble qualities. Just as you have a sister, she may also be someone's sister. If someone were to view your sister with a sexual intent, then how hurt would you feel? Similarly, would someone else not feel hurt? Therefore, this does not suit you. So, if you happen to view someone with a sexual intent, then repent over it.
What does chestao mean?
Actions of the body that can be photographed are all considered chestao. If you are making fun of someone, that is considered chesta. If you are laughing, that is considered chesta.
So when we make fun of someone, when we pull a prank on him, are those chestao?
There are many different kinds of chestao.
What are the chestao related to sexuality like?
As all activities of the body pertaining to sexuality can be photographed, they are all chestao. That which cannot be done through the body are not chestao. Sometimes sexual desires and thoughts arise, but they do not come into action. Faults pertaining to thoughts are of the mind. Give me the absolute energy to be continuously free from all sexual impulses. You should ask for this much from Dada. Dada can bestow such grace.
Do not have excessive temptation in any taste.
The seventh column. O Dada Bhagwan, give me the energy to not have excessive temptation in any particular food taste. Give me the absolute energy to take meals with a balance of all tastes.
When you sit down to eat and you only like certain vegetable dishes, only those made with tomatoes, and you keep remembering them later on, that is considered as prevailing in excessive temptation, Lupthapanu. There is nothing wrong with eating tomatoes, but it should not keep coming to memory. Otherwise, all of your energies will be drawn towards the prevalence in excessive temptation. Therefore, you should say, whatever is served is fine with me. There should not be a prevalence in excessive temptation of any kind. Whatever is served on your plate, eat it without further ado. There should be no objection to it. Instead, accept whatever is served on your plate. Do not remember any other food.
And what does samrasi mean?
Samrasi means to eat everything. Sweet bread, soup, rice, vegetables. However, one should not indulge in sweet bread alone. And some people give up eating sweet food. The sweet food will place a claim against them. What have you got against me? The fault is committed by one entity, but another gets punished. Hey, how can you punish the tongue? The fault is of another entity. The fault lies with ignorance.
But what is a samrasi diet? How can the same feeling be placed towards all food?
Whatever food is cooked in your culture, it is cooked based on what is considered samrasi for your culture. And when you serve that to somebody from another culture, they will not consider it samrasi. Perhaps in your culture, less spice is eaten. A samrasi diet is different for each culture. A samrasi diet means it is tasteful, tasty food. It means that no single ingredient dominates. All the ingredients are in proportion. Some people say, I will get by with just drinking a glass of milk. That is not considered a samrasi diet. Samrasi means to combine all the six types of tastes together and then eat at ease, to eat it tastefully. If you cannot endure the bitter taste, Then replace that by eating bitter gourd, karela, spine gourd, kankoda, or fenugreek leaves, methi. But you should definitely take in food that is bitter. Diseases arise as a result of not eating bitter foods. That is why you end up taking quinine. It is indeed because there is a low intake of bitter taste that problems arise. There should be an intake of all six tastes.
So it is for the intake of the tests that we ask, O Dada Bhagwan, give me the energy so that I take meals with a balance of all tests.
Yes, you should ask for the energy. What is your intention? The intention to take in a samrasi diet is your effort. And as I give you the energy, that effort of yours becomes stronger.
Is it also true that there should not be a prevalence in excessive temptation towards any test?
Yes, you should definitely not feel, I do not like any other food besides that with a sour taste. Some people say, I cannot do without something sweet. Then what fault is it of the spicy taste? Some people say, I do not like sweet food at all. I only want spicy food. All that cannot be considered samrasi. Samrasi means that everything is accepted. It may be in a lesser or greater proportion, but everything is accepted.
Is there any connection between knowledge of the self and a samrasi diet? For the awareness of the knowledge, should we avoid meals that are not samrasi?
As far as samrasi diet is concerned, for Mahatmas, everything is subject to vyavasthit. So what is the need to fuss? This has been said for people at large who are not self-realized. However, our Mahatmas would at least think about eating as much of a samrasi diet as possible. I would say, bring me some chili peppers. And then I would also say, I am taking medicine for cough. Then we, the Jnani Purush, also know when a remedy is given for the cough. This is because the discharge prakruti plays its part.
Multiplication and division of the prakruti.
So is it this prakruti that needs to have a samrasi diet?
What is prakruti? When that which was multiplied by 13 is divided by 13, that is when the prakruti comes to an end. Now what would happen when that which was multiplied by 17 is divided by 13? Therefore, I have done a different calculation.
So when that which was multiplied by 13 is divided by 13?
When you do that, there will be no remainder, right?
In what way can we apply that example?
Prakruti means the intents, bhav, that were done in the past life. Those intents were made on the basis of other food that was eaten. Now that intent has been multiplied by 13. If you now want to get rid of that intent, then if you divide it by 13, it will leave. And as a new intent is not allowed to arise, it means that account has been closed. There are no new desires, so the account closes. The account should be sealed.
That is where the prakruti becomes zero.
You have given us the knowledge of the pure soul. Now, if we say these nine columns, will they help bring the prakruti into the state of non-existence?
It will. Divide by however much you have multiplied. The doctor told me, eat this. I replied, doctor, tell this to another patient. My multiplication is of a different kind. How can it work out if he gives me the wrong figure to divide with?
Are you then dividing it by sprinkling more red chili powder on your food?
While adding more red chili powder, I tell everyone that I am taking medicine for cough. And when I get a cough, I point it out. Look, you got a cough, didn't you?
Where does the division come into this?
That itself is the division. If I hadn't taken the red pepper, then the division would not have been settled.
So first, we are to clear off whatever has been filled in the prakruti.
Yes, it should be cleared off. I tell Niruben, if you agree, then I will have some sopari, betel nut. But while chewing on the sopari, I say, this is a medicine that causes cough. Many times she will say no, so I do not take it. But when she says yes, then I take it. Then I get a cough. However, it is not I, the Dada Bhagwan within, who eats the sopari. I do not have a habit for anything. However, it is because the stock was filled in the past that this act of eating sopari happens, doesn't it? This is our Akram Vignan. It is due to the habits that have been formed in the past life that this tends to happen. So ask for this energy. Then there is no problem with taking in food that is excessive in one taste. But by saying this kalam, the contracts made in the past get released.
Whatever prakruti we have right now, if it is multiplied, then it will increase. It should be divided. The prakruti should be divided by the prakruti. Please explain this.
So when you keep saying these kalams, the divisions will take place and it will decrease. If you do not say such kalams, then the plant will keep growing on its own. So if you keep saying this, then it will decrease. As you keep saying this, the multiplication of the prakruti that has taken place within will be neutralized. The multiplication of the self will take place, and the division of the prakruti will take place. Therefore, the self will get nourished. If you have time, then keep saying this 9 kalams day and night. The moment you get some free time, say them. We give all the medicines, give the understanding, then whatever one wants to do.